bringing the stories of people just like us directly into your home and learning more about them. This is Trent Speaks. Episode 43 of the Trent Speaks podcast. Here we are week after week delivering you content, delivering you material, and delivering you the stories of others. It's been fantastic to have guests on the podcast lately, people to talk to. It's always a lot of fun talking to people. I really, really, really enjoyed my conversation with Tom last week, and I also enjoyed catching up with this week's guests as well, which you'll hear from shortly. One thing I find amazing is the amount of people that continue to listen to this podcast week in and week out. But I'm also curious how people have found out about the podcast, how they discovered it. Because some of these people, I have no idea who they are or where they're listening from. Like, I don't know anyone in Mountain View, California or Monmouth Junction, New Jersey. Yeah, I'm talking to you people. Contact me or comment. I'm just curious how you started listening, how you found me, so that I know the best way to continue to promote, the best way to reach out to people, and the best way to continue to expand my audience. I'm in Iceland this week, day 6 of Iceland. I'm having a fantastic time. It's been so much fun so far, is what I would tell you if I was recording this while I was in Iceland. This one is, no lie, pre-recorded before I left for my trip, because I still wanted to deliver content to you. But of course, I'm off enjoying myself in another country, having a grand old time. And I'll be back in a few days, to which my wife and I will record our podcast with our review of Iceland. And I think that that'll be a very fun podcast to do. I don't know if that'll be in person yet or if that'll be over the phone. It really just depends on how we feel when we return from the trip. And obviously, I have to go back to work, you know, the adult life. Well, I'll spare no further expense to getting you into this week's podcast, where I caught up with two friends from back home who are starting something fun and interesting and launching something of their own. So this week, I have a couple of guests, which is a shock. I have more than one guest, which I guess I have had once before. This week, if you remember, I've talked about Travis on the podcast before. Travis is the guy who wouldn't stop bugging me about, hey, when are you going to start a podcast? You should start a podcast. Have you started a podcast yet? And would never shut up about it. So here we are with the podcast. And his wife was the one who started the Mom Life with the Smith Wife blog that I had talked about a few times here on the podcast. I also have a buddy, Ryan, who's helped me a lot with the podcast and in terms of like my speaking career, offering me different tips and suggestions and getting me connected with other people. And his wife's name is Michaela, and she's been asking me questions as well, kind of about the podcast and how I got things rolling. And Margaret and Michaela are together and starting something fun and exciting. So I'd like to welcome in Margaret and Michaela this week. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Trent.
How are you both doing today?
Doing good. How are you?
Doing well. You know, surviving, but just like any other day.
Yeah.
Hey, so I know that you two are working on Living 20-ish. It's kind of a new thing that you're doing. I know I'm looking at your Instagram page as we speak. And you're right, a decade that starts young and matures greatly. We don't come out perfect, but we exit less unsettled, crazy, and a little more sober, which we can all obviously hope for. Where did this idea come from? How did this all get started?
So, this is Michaela. Living 20-ish has kind of always been a dream of mine. Writing's always been somewhat of a passion, and I've always thought the idea of writing a book would be fun and something that always interests me. And I'm someone who struggled a lot in my early 20s, wondering, like, what do I do for college? Do I change my major? I don't know what I'm going for. What do I want to do for the rest of my life? I'm a worrywart that way, where I just constantly want everything figured out. And I, you know, through my dating experience and breaking up and all of that, I just always found that connecting with people and finding those that relate with you was always like a safe haven, a place where having that encouragement and knowing that other people are struggling the same way you are was just helping you get through your experiences. So I've kind of started things here and there, and I never fulfilled it or actually launched it. And one night I was just kind of praying and thinking, and Margaret came to mind because she started her mom blog. And I thought, you know, I wonder if she'd be interested in partnering with me. So I reached out to her, and instantly the idea just grew from there, and she was all on board. And having her help has been just crazy. And without her, like, we wouldn't have even gotten this far. So I'm super thankful.
So. Margaret, so I know you started the Mom Life with the Smith Life blog a few months ago now. I guess, what was your inspiration to start that one, and then your thought to transition into working with Michaela?
I wanted to start it because I kind of been following a lot of lifestyle bloggers and like mommy bloggers for like the past couple of years. And I just always thought that'd be something fun to do and another hobby I could get into, just because I work nights and I just felt like I could bring a different perspective to different moms and girls that are dating or like, things that you go through in your marriage. So I thought it'd be something fun to do. And then I kind of transitioned when Michaela brought the idea to me, because I kind of put my blog on hold. I started a new job and I was trying to transition into working third shift. And then Michaela brought this idea to me, and I thought it was going to be a lot easier to focus on this with her and kind of bring in a bigger audience, and then focus my blog more towards like the Instagram aspect of things and getting more followers that way. So I really loved Michaela's background and the way that she brought the idea to life for Living 20-ish. And I think together it's amazing. I think it's going to get big eventually, or at least we hope so. So we're excited to get things rolling and see where it goes from here.
Where did the title, if that's what you want to call it, where did the title Living 20-ish come from?
Oh, that was kind of just where the whole idea sprang from. Like 20-ish, I feel like we always say that. Like, oh, you know, I'm just in my like 20s, 20-ish. Like that was just it's a made up word. It sounds confusing, but it fits, you know? Like we're in our 20s and you could just call it Living 20, I guess. But honestly, like that you're looking at 3 years ago was when I started searching for like the URL and website for all of that. And that was a struggle because that 20ish.com was taken, Living 20 was taken. So it kind of just worked its way out because of it being the only thing available. But I honestly really like it. I think it's fitting. I mean, this decade of 20s is, you feel the ish every now and then, you know, like you fit in, then you don't fit in. And then you think you're on a path and then you go somewhere else. So it's fitting. We're living through it though.
Yeah, no, I really like it actually. I think we throw ish on to the end of a lot of stuff of like, yeah, like this should be what's happening right now. But I think having that on there is important because there is no real timeline. It's not, all right, well, I'm going to go to college and then I'm going to get married and then I'm going to have kids. And while I start my family in this white picket fence house, like everyone's kind of on their own different timeline. And so I think you can say like, you know, you are 23 and you should be doing this, but you don't have to be. And so I think the ish is appropriate here.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's kind of how we're portraying it. And just like you said, like I grew up with anticipation of I'd be married by 22, have my first kid, be in my job, my career, and that was the way life was going to be. And that is so not how it went at all. And, you know, things seem to be turning out, but even now, I mean, I'm 28 and I'm still feeling like, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Am I in the career I'm supposed to be in? Like, constantly asking myself questions, and I feel like I haven't grown since I've been 20, but I always have to remind myself as I look back and see the things I have accomplished and take a reward and accomplishment in those small things, because otherwise I would constantly beat myself up.
Well, and as we can hear, of course, children in the background, you're both mothers. How do you both find time to work on this and with your family and everything, which I'm sure you're both very good at managing right now?
Margaret can take this one.
Honestly, it hasn't been too bad. I mean, it takes a lot of work for it to all come together. Obviously, we've been working really hard in planning it all out before just like jumping into this. It's definitely a challenge due to we literally live opposite schedules. Michaela works a daytime job, I work a nighttime job, so between me catching up on sleep and finding the right time to meet together has been a challenge, but we've made it work. And I mean, you just make it work with the kiddos. I mean, obviously they're fighting about a cell phone toy right now. So, we just make it work. I mean, we just bring the girls along and while they play, we talk our details and work out all the little things. So I think it's worked out pretty well so far. Now that we've actually launched our Instagram and our blog post is about to come out, I mean, I think it's just going to get a little easier as we go and have more things planned out for the future. So,
well, and I believe you're both making it work. I think that truly shows the dedication that you have to this project and everything. You know, it was funny because I was talking to Travis, Margaret's husband, a week or two ago, and I was saying, oh, it's so cool what Margaret and Michaela are both working on right now. And he laughed and he goes, yeah, you know, really, I don't know what they're doing. He goes, I just know they're doing something.
Yeah, I tried not to tell, honestly, him a lot of it. I mean, I know he's going to support me and whatever, but I thought it was kind of nice to, like, kind of keep it under wraps just because we want to really do it ourselves. And I know Travis would give me a lot of good input if I asked for it, but which I did in the past with my mom blog, but I wanted this time to be a little different, and I kind of wanted to surprise him because I just thought this idea was super cool, and I think it would eventually get big and it's gonna go somewhere someday. I mean, we have a lot of goals and a lot of fun ideas that we'd like to do in the future, so that we're kind of already working on and trying to get that in the works here. So I didn't want to completely spoil it for him. But now that things are coming along, I slowly start telling him, you know, what's going on and ask more of his input and what he thinks and maybe get his outside view on some things that we, you know, might change or, you know, something like that. So.
What would you two say that people, the podcast listeners here, what is it that we can expect from Living 20-ish?
So we're starting out first with a blog, and then the blog's just going to touch on different subjects, you know, dating, marriage, college, no college, careers, you know, the job changes we make, all the decisions that wind up that we make in our 20s. And, I think that both Margaret and I have a lot of experience, and we've both been through different scenarios, different situations that kind of give us a lot of insight. So we're hoping to not only give our own advice, but really connect with our viewers and followers and hope to get some of their input so that we can share together our stories. Along with our Instagram, we're definitely going to launch some fun, just engaged, you know, games or conversations, maybe some giveaways that will be in there in the future. So that's always fun because people like free stuff, right? So, but basically our biggest thing is we want to be honest with our followers. We're never going to try to, you know, filter out a zit or something like that. Like if we're having a bad day, we're going to let people know because that's life. And we aren't going to try to sit there and show you just our good side, but we're going to go through the hard subjects too. You know, some people get divorced in their 20s and let's talk about that. You know, some people have their heart broken and some people lose their jobs. Like we're going to hit all those big topics, and just our biggest thing and our biggest mission is that we're relatable. So No one's ever alone.
I know I mentioned at the top of this podcast, you're on Instagram, living_20ish. I guess, how can people support you? How can people follow you along this journey?
I mean, I think just, I mean, obviously just following us and, you know, supporting us and obviously not judging us. I mean, everyone has their story. Everyone has made their mistakes and you learn from them, you grow from them. You know, it's just that simple. I mean, just following along our story and seeing where we'll go from this. I mean, if it's not for you, obviously don't follow us just to follow us. Oh, Kinsley.
Definitely want people to engage. That's, I think, our biggest thing, and that's what's going to help this grow is if we get engagement. And obviously, people can follow us on Instagram. Like you said, it's living_20ish, and our website is living20ish.com. That's where our blog post will be and our future podcast as well. Again, people, stay tuned. We have a mess right now of, like, little crackers everywhere. But, stay tuned, and as long as people follow our Instagram, that'll be probably the first place that news is announced, so that would be the best place to really connect with us at this point.
Well, and of course I'll continue to promote you on here and talk about you on here week in and week out, and so hopefully you can get some of my 7 to 12 listeners that I have here on the podcast too. A question that I have for both of you as we start to wrap up here. This is a question I ask all my guests, and whether it's related to what we talked about today or not, what is it something that you've learned in life? What is it that you want people to take away from something that you've learned or experienced? Big questions. I asked the big ones. I didn't prep you for this one.
No.
Thanks a lot, Trent.
You're welcome.
I think for me, this is Margaret talking. honestly, it's a hard question to answer because you go through so many different experiences and changes through your 20s and just life in general. Personally...
No!
Kinsley's going down a slide right now. personally, for me, I think that it's Kinsley that's changed. I mean, obviously, I love Travis dearly, and he's my husband, and he's my biggest supporter. But nothing changes you more than having a kid. And she's truly my saving grace, and I think that has really been the biggest thing in my life that has really brought me out of my shell and helped me learn a lot of different things about myself and obviously where your priorities lie. Like, Kinsley comes first for everything and everything. So, that's just me. And then Michaela.
Okay. Say the question one more time.
Yeah. So what is it that you've learned that you want other people to take away? Or like, what is it that shaped you that you want other people to take away?
Yeah. Okay. So, my biggest thing since I was in elementary school through middle school, high school, college, and even now, was I've kept a journal. And just last night I was looking through and poor Ryan was like, what are you doing? I brought up like 15 journals that I had found that my mom gave me in one of the boxes when we moved out. And, I was reading all of them last night. Literally, I was up till like 3:30. But they're so captivating. And here I am reading these again about like all this stuff that I want in my life and how I feel like I'm not ever going anywhere. I'm not making any progress. And now it's like, I wrote this stuff, like the same thing over and over again, but yet here I am now looking back just on 5 years of these journals and I've come so far. But yet in my mind today, I still feel like I haven't had my made it moment, quotations, you know, mm-hmm. But I think that looking back helps me realize that what has changed and like I got married to my best friend. I have a beautiful daughter and understanding that even if I feel like I'm still not there, there are so many things that I can take joy in and still, you know, celebrate. And I think that any advice I can give to someone would be to journal. It's not like it's a diary or anything. Like, guys can do it too, but journaling your thoughts and just different difficulties you're going through and then reflecting on them later on will make you realize the change or those struggles that you've overcame. And I think that's a really cool insight. So,
Michaela, good advice for me, because that's what I hear all the time from my wife is journal, 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 and I haven't. So good advice for me, Margaret. Margaret, good advice for Leanne. Have a child. I love it.
Yes.
All right. So I'll be home in December to see these two lovely ladies. And so hopefully maybe I'll get an update then and we can have an in-person podcast. But Margaret, Michaela, I thank you for joining me on the podcast today. I'm excited to see where Living 20-ish goes. Like I said, I'll talk about it. I'll promote it for you. I'll promote it with you. And I can't wait for it. I'm excited.
Well, thanks, Trent. We appreciate it. We love your support, and we just appreciate you as a friend and having us on here.
We'll do the same when our podcast launches.
Oh,
maybe.
Perfect. All right. What I've started is this new tradition of my guests do the sign off for the podcast. So if someone wants to sign off on the podcast, be my guest.
Margaret's got this.
I mean, sure. How do you sign up on a podcast, though?
How about whatever you want. See you next week. Have a great week. Love talking to you. Hated talking to you. Whatever you want.
Well, for those of you listening, thanks for joining in. I'm Margaret, and this was Michaela. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Well, I'll see you next week. Perfect.
Well, yeah, we won't.